This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Rosa. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I wanted to let you know, if you want to jump online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, once again, interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also give us a call at any time over the next hour. If you'd like to do that, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 as well, if you'd like to jump in. Before we get going on today's radio program, you do need to understand, if you're a first-time listener, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. That was George Washington that rightly said through his farewell speech that virtually every individual in this country, folks, knew this before 1962, that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And so here we are. Read Hosea 4:6, you'll understand completely as to what I'm talking about even now. Before we get going on today's show, I want you to listen to two comments. One, by President George Washington. He said, if we mean to support the liberty and independence which has cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, we must drive away the demon of party spirit. Again, President George Washington. And I also want to say this too, because I'm setting you up right now. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic. This is a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. What's happening today, friends? What's happening in your country today? Well, let me just answer that question for you. Politics, as usual. You've been warned to stay away from the very things that you've been led to be a part of, to play, again, as I've been sharing over the last couple of days, dupes of ill-designing men. You've been played the stooges, friends, to these people, a corrupt political system from the very top to the very bottom. And if you want to continuously go down the road of who your favorite politician is, only to be used as a pawn to these political minions that are being used as useful idiots to corrupt governments, and corrupt special interest groups, well, then you go ahead and do that. But it's interesting, friends, because I am leading up to something, and I want you to understand that when I'm leading up to this, it really does bother me something fierce, because when I begin to talk about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and how they're both a part of the same club, you do need to understand, out of 318 million people in this country, folks, you've been given the option of two people, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And the way that the grown-ups have taken shots at me for actually calling these things out, folks, is second to none. It's humorous. And the fact of the matter is they strain at the gnat while they swallow the camel. One of the things that was said to me just yesterday is, oh, Bradley, you know what? If it's not a vote for Donald, then it's a sure vote for Hillary Clinton. And I'm sitting here saying to myself and thinking within myself, are you really that foolish? Have you not looked to the past to look to the future? Because if you haven't looked to the past and learned from the past, friends, you're not going to learn at the present. And you're doing the exact same things that you've been complaining about, all you Donald Trumpites and all you Hillary Clintonites. You've been doing, you're falling into the same cycle that your moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and uncles and aunts have fallen into. And you should be ashamed of yourselves, folks, because when you're talking about the establishment that everybody's complaining about in this country, do you realize that the establishment gave you the two options? And again, keep in mind, you have 318 million people in this country, and you've only got these two options. And folks, they're not the people's choice. These are the choices that have been handed to you by the establishment that you're complaining about. And so what we're going to be talking about, friends, is no king, but Caesar. And keep in mind, Jesus Christ was crucified by the religious hypocrites and those of the Herodians. Herodians, we were told to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, which is government doctrine, hypocrisy, friends, and the leaven of the Pharisees. Now, it's also interesting to note, before I set this up, you know, you look at the church leaders in America. I have warned you over and over and over again that the higher I go up in the church hierarchy, the more I understand why we're in trouble today. For example, they're compromisers. We have Franklin Graham endorsing Donald Trump. He should be ashamed of himself. We have James Dobson endorsing Donald Trump. He should be ashamed of himself. You have Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsing Donald Trump. You should be ashamed of yourself. You have, folks, how many other Tony Perkins endorsing Donald Trump? They're endorsing, folks, the very ones that advocate what God clearly condemns. And when you look at the left and the right paradigm, friends, again, keep in mind, I'm going to tell you this until I'm blue in the face. There would be no left if the right was doing the right thing, but there's a left because the right isn't doing the right thing. Do you not understand this? If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. But because the right's not doing the right thing, there is a left. Because when you're talking about the left, what are you talking about? You're talking about a criminal party that doesn't follow the rule of law. And you grown-ups out there have been led to believe that when the left is in power, per se, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They can tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image at will. That's untrue. And when the Republicans are in party, well, for some reason you have been led to believe that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They can tear down the Constitution and recreate it under their own ungodly image. You're both sides are wrong, friends. Do you not remember that Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Herodians? He told you to beware of these groups of people. This is why you're in trouble, because instead of following the risen Christ, you are following fallen man. And that's why you're in a ditch. Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, you're all going to end up in a ditch. So now you're in a ditch and you're trying to figure out what the problem is. Well, you're being played the dupes of ill-designing men by saying, well, you know what? If it's not going to be Hillary, as if to say she's legit, everybody in this country, and it's for the most part, friends, globally, knows she's a criminal. In America, how many times does she need to commit the act of treason before you deal with her? That's a big question mark. And at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. There's nothing I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader in converting measures in opposition to each other. Guess what? It's WWF at its very worst. The propaganda goes on. The American people are played once again. And then they sit back. And then once the individual gets into power, per se, or incumbent into the White House, then they act like they don't have any power to actually impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. So you're doing it to yourself.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So, 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to give us a call at any time over the next hour and three quarters. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about we have no king but King Caesar. Keep in mind, those that crucified the Christ were none other than the Herodians with the likes of Pontius Pilate and the religious hypocrites of the day. Now, let me get to this, friends, because I'm going to read some comments as well. But this is from an article, brand new, just posted Thursday. We have no king but Caesar. And again, just going back to the first segment, folks, those that have been endorsing the likes of Donald Trump, you should be ashamed of yourself. And interestingly enough, I get all these emails and I get all these live feeds and all this other stuff, folks, about how, you know, you need to pick one or the other, because if you don't, then you're giving vote to the other. And it's like, hey, guess what, grown-ups? I haven't fallen for the game. You've been premised on a lie. You're caught up into your own confusion because you won't listen to the truth. And sad to say, those on the left, as you've been led to believe, this left-right paradigm only to divide and conquer the American people. Hello, those that have believed that on the left that, you know, we're just kind of falling through the loops here, man. And, you know, we're just getting kind of caught up in the game and we just don't know how to come out of this whole thing. I don't know what to say to you, Bradley. You know, this is what the state-controlled media keeps telling us, and it's their fault. It's not mine. You know, wait a second. 21% of the American people said they don't believe what the state-controlled media says. So you hold the truth in unrighteousness. You're hypocrites. But again, going back to all you Donald Trumpites, you should be ashamed of yourselves. He's advocating what God condemns. And all those religious people that I highlighted during the first segment, you should be ashamed of yourself. But again, America, these people are the reason that you're in trouble today. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. Where are you today, America? And I'm giving you firsthand experience here. I'm not just shooting from the hip or going off hearsay. George Washington said, listen carefully. If we mean to support the liberty and independence, which has cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, notice the price paid for the freedoms and liberties in which we have through the sacrifice of selfless men to fight, bleed, and die, magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic against the very dangerous ideologies and against the very dangerous people that you're tolerating today. That you're tolerating today, America. If we mean to support the liberty and independence which has cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, we must drive away from the demon party of spirit. President George Washington, who would know better than this guy? See, again, Americans are once again caught up into the political cycle and setting for what has been handpicked and settling for what has been handpicked and presented as an option. They're not real, folks. It's the establishment that hey, folks, either way, they win. Either way, they win. And they have been roughshodding you, America, for how long? And you're going to let them do it again. They're shoving these two candidates down your throat, like it or not. And all the other candidates that are probably legit in many cases, the state-controlled narrative wasn't there because they don't want you to know who they are. First-hand experience. Getting to that in just a moment. First of all, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both immoral. Trump has been married 3 times. And by the way, if he can't be faithful to God, swearing to uphold his marriage oath, he said it, how can he be faithful to this country? And how would he, or how could he, be faithful to the laws of our Constitution to keep America free? Here's some question marks coming back to me. I'm getting an answer back right now. This is how the Holy Ghost operates. Some of you people are out there saying, so what are we supposed to do? You're supposed to stand up and be the law that God has called you to be, but you can't be that until you first obey Him. See, because the strength of the Constitution, said Albert Einstein, lies in the strength of the American people to enforce it. So what do we do, Bradley? You tear down the corrupt political system that's in front of your face right now and establish candidates that you have really picked rather than the ones that have been picked for you. I mean, folks, you look at this guy everybody calls Uncle Sam. What's that all about? Oh, Uncle Sam's doing this and Uncle Sam's doing that. Folks, this is communism. You're setting yourself up for a totalitarian state, a nanny state. They know what's better for you, or do you know what's better for them? And this is why they act like demigods. This is why they act like they're above the law, because America, you're letting them do it. Again, we have Donald Trump. He's been married 3 times. He can't be faithful to God, swearing to uphold his marriage oath to his first wife. How can he be faithful to you? And first of all, keep in mind, they're married in a church before God. They swear to God and to his wife and his wife to her husband that they will stay faithful till death do us part. But no. And this is the kind of guy that you want to set up? Folks, just hang on a second. Let me ask you this. How would he, or how could he, be faithful to the laws of our constitutional republic to keep America free? First of all, he doesn't know him. Neither does she. And this is what I'm talking about, how they tear down the Constitution and recreate in their own image. You know what's sickening? This is coming to me right now, too. What's sickening to me more than anything is these lawyers and all these constitutional scholars, they like to call themselves. You ever notice? They tell you that it's unconstitutional. They tell you that it's illegal what these politicians are doing. But you ever notice they never invoke Article 2, Section 4? They never bring about the resolve to tell the American people that you're responsible to throw not off the Constitution, but you're to throw off those that overthrow the Constitution. You ever notice how they never bring that kind of stuff up? No, you know what, America? They got too much to lose, don't they, by telling you the truth? Hey, that is the resolve. The resolve is justice, which is the guardian of liberty. Let's go over to Clinton. She's a high-profile repeat criminal. Folks, by the way, the consequence for treason is death, just so you know. That's federal code. You can read it for yourself. How many times has she committed treason with other countries? She's receiving money into the Clinton Foundation from Muslim nations that are your sworn enemies. She's selling uranium ore underneath the from the ranchers that are now in federal prison for attempting to expose the Clintons for what they were doing to them, therefore which falls to you. Because an injustice done everywhere, or anywhere, is an injustice done everywhere. In other words, it will fall on your head sooner or later, America, for what you let go. Yet, going back to Clinton and Trump, both advocate that which God condemns, sodomy, abortion. Therefore, both are illegitimate and unqualified candidates, un-American. Furthermore, they both claim to be Christians. 1 John 2:4, he said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Therefore, you're putting two candidates up before to lead your nation that the God of heaven, through his son Jesus Christ, called them liars. Matthew 24:5, "Be not deceived, America, be not deceived, be not deceived." But I ask you again, how does that Kool-Aid taste? Because you know as well as I do, nothing could be further from the truth. 2 Corinthians 11:15. "Furthermore, you were warned by President Franklin Roosevelt, who blurted out the truth in his confusion when he stated, presidents aren't selected." He said, presidents are not elected, they are selected. I'll say it again, forgive me. Presidents are selected, not elected. This is what President Franklin Roosevelt said. Presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, not elected. Furthermore, Bill Clinton back in the 90s said that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. In other words, friends, there is a shadow government. And they have been playing you like a deck of cards for how many years in this country? And furthermore, you already know that. And so when they put up two candidates for some reason or another, you want to believe that they're legit? Wow. Presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, not elected. Who would know better than a president? Presidents are selected, not elected. Did anybody else want to call me something? Did anybody else want to call me a dummy for giving votes over to Hillary Clinton because I'm warning you of Donald Trump? Hey, America, listen carefully. Presidents are selected, not elected. They're selected, not elected. But furthermore, you know within your conscience what I'm telling you right now is spot on. You know it's the truth. But you want to get caught up into the game that, well, everyone else is doing it. Everybody else is being played the dupes of ill-designing men. So therefore, I'm going to play the fool and the stooge along with them. How does that look? How does that look like to my posterity? Well, they already see through it. I'm just trying to save face a little bit by giving you the truth. And either you're going to accept it or you're going to reject it. That's your call. But if you reject it, it's unto your own demise. I'm going to put you to the test when I come back. And I want you to pick the next world leader. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting what's going on in this country. And it's amazing how grown-ups act when you touch their idols, boy. You just say the wrong thing about one of their candidates, and I'm telling you what, it is on. You know what? Let me say this to you real clear. You need to grow up. I even had one contributor say, he put this out there without, of course, telling me about it. He had to tell somebody else about it. But it came back to me that, you know, Bradley Dean's giving it over to Hillary Clinton. No, I'm not. I'm trying to take it away from both of them as I'm waking up the American people. You know, back in the day, before this country was established, we had something called the Black Robe Regiment. And they were the preachers of the day that were fearless. They were the ones that were awakening the colonies throughout the United States of America, blaring the truth, regardless if they liked it or not. One such individual, who was not a Black Robe Regiment, he was an evangelist, but I believe that he was more prophetic as a prophet than he was a pastor. His name was George Whitefield. He used to preach to the masses in colleges, by the way. Notice how they went to the right generation, the younger generation, like this tyrant wannabe who is emulating Mao Zedong to a T in the White House by trying to reach out to the young people. I want to tell you firsthand, friends, it's completely backfiring. They're regurgitating out Barack Hussein Obama. Firsthand experience. I'm telling you, it's a fact. Don't put your trust in that. Put your trust in God. But what's interesting about George Whitefield is he used to cry oftentimes when he'd be preaching to the masses. And someone approached him and said, why is it that you're weeping when you're preaching to the people? He said, I'm weeping for them because they don't weep for themselves. Is that not love, America, to tell you the truth? Is it not love to say enough is enough? Our kids are going to suffer the games that you play. Hey, America, I'm passionate about what I do because I love my God. I love His Son by what I do, 1 John 3:18. And I love mankind. And without the first two, I couldn't love you in truth. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who has been given unto us, Romans 5:5. Romans 5:5. I'm trying to wake you up, America. Because before you have a revival, professed church in America, you have to have an awakening because you can't revive that which is not dead. Read Romans 6. If you think that you're going to live to yourself and God's going to show up and you're going to have some false version of revival the way that we've seen in this country year after year, decade after decade, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Yesterday I put America and 53 countries to the test. I'm going to put you to the test now. It's time to elect a new world leader and your vote counts. Here's the facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. He cheats on his wife, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. No temperance, folks. No self-control whatsoever. That's candidate A. Here's candidate B. You're picking the next world leader. He was kicked out of office twice because of dereliction of duty. Sleeps until noon. He's a bum or he's a night owl. Used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every single night. Maybe he should read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where drunkards will have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. Or what if candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Right on. He's a vegetarian. Ooh, okay, that's his deal. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of a guy. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has never had any extramarital affairs. He's faithful to his wife. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Candidate A? Candidate A just happens to be Franklin D. Roosevelt. Keep in mind, folks, back in the day, Roosevelt said that our boys will never step foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died in World War II. Candidate B is Winston Churchill. I don't know why people like to put this guy up to be something that he's not. The Lord told us, America, listen carefully. Listen, 53 countries, listen carefully. That which is highly esteemed among men, the Lord said, it's an abomination in my sight. You ever notice there's, busts here of this guy, and there's street names of this guy, and they got museums of all the presidents, regardless if they're corrupt or not. They love to elevate themselves, don't they? Well, I just want to set the record straight, okay? That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Whose eyes do you have, America? And candidate C, if you pick candidate C as I did, before I understood, before I took time to pull the curtain back on these people, I picked, and you probably picked, candidate C, it's none other than Adolf Hitler himself. I mean, this is the guy that committed murder, and while he was in prison for murder, he wrote Mein Kampf. He had less than 3% of the population's approval. Everybody laughed at him in Germany back in the 20s and 30s. There was a less than 3% approval rating. It didn't take long for him to attack his own constitution by first inciting violence against himself by attacking his own Reichstag, then blaming it on his political enemies, just the way that you see the White House do it to any law-abiding citizen today, only to blame you for the crimes that he commits and the likes of Clinton's and the likes of their administration, day after day after day after day after day. And then before you knew it, it took him 6 years to tear down the Constitution. After September 11th, you were given what? You were given something called the Patriot Act, which is an act of tyranny. Same exact thing Adolf Hitler did. Just telling you. Just wanted to let you know what was going on out there, friends. And then they came up with something called Fatherland Security under Adolf Hitler. Now you have Homeland Security. Boy, and look at this. And Homeland Security comes up with something basically defining what a terrorist is. And it just happens to be the American people. As the governors across the southern border are being sued for what? Upholding immigration laws concerning the illegals, and Barack Hussein Obama and his foreign criminal administration are there to tear them down and sue the governors. And America's still trying to figure out what's going on. You ought to know why I'm telling you this, friends, because you haven't learned from history, have you? And guess what's about to happen? History's about to repeat itself because you didn't take time to study the past the way that our forefathers told us to study the past. And by the way, going back to you pick the next world leader, if you failed that test, rest assured with Hillebeans and none other than Donald Trump, you've already failed. Hey, and by the way, when I look at Donald, hey, man, he seems like a pretty cool guy. But, you know, if I didn't know what I knew about the Clintons listening to Hillary, too, and took her for face value, I'd think she's pretty cool, too. But that's why Jesus told us to judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. And if America would do that, neither one of these individuals would be legitimate candidates. And by the way, they're not. Either one of them are. So again, going back, presidents are selected, not elected. Yet Americans that have been exposed to this truth every single step of the way over and over, but most don't take heed. They don't pay careful attention to the details. Read Deuteronomy 6:12 when you get a minute. So America, I want to ask you a question. How long are you going to let these criminals control the game in which they have you caught up into? Now, let me say that again. How long are you going to let these criminals control the game in which they have you caught up in? I'll say it one more time. How long are you going to let these criminals control the game in which they have you caught up into? When you look at Hillary Clinton, does she look like she's worried about the fact that she's been busted how many times? Absolutely not. Does Barack Hussein Obama look like he's worried about it? Absolutely not. Why? Because of their controllers. As I shared with you last weekend, friends, you shut them down, then the special interest groups and the controllers, they have to come and show themselves. But if you ask me, you can look at either one of them and you can already know who they are. This goes back to the Bushes too, friends. We can see who their controllers are by the things that they advocate through their propaganda, and it's anti-Americanism. It's communism. It's totalitarianism. I remember when the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency of the United States in 2004, Michael Peruca is his name. He told us, if you were to take Ronald Reagan and put him into a room and Jesus Christ into another room, he said that room with Ronald, would be packed with followers, whereas Jesus would be left alone. And by the way, if you judge that statement for what it is concerning the fruit that it would bear, how right on was his statement? If you were to take Ronald Reagan and put him into a room and Jesus Christ into another room, that room with Ronald would be packed with followers, whereas Jesus would be left alone. But it's interesting to note that when you go to these meetings filled with these hypocrites, and that's what they are, nothing short of it, it's a big click club. Folks, national leaders, it's a joke. Not every single one of them, folks, but for the most part, easily. What a joke. What an absolute joke. They're not in the fight. They're caught up into the game. And while they're caught up into the game, they're trying to figure out how they can raise money from the next group of people to support what they don't do. I mean, this is idolatry is what it is. I mean, look at the idolatry of the American people who don't want to learn from history. Throwing off God while submitting themselves to a corrupt man or a corrupt woman. Jeremiah 17:5. I mean, these candidates are doing their best to deceive as well as to get the American people, to forget about our Christian heritage. In fact, this has been the objective of Barack Hussein Obama from the beginning of his corrupt administration. Remember that he was going to fundamentally transform America? How do you do that? You attack the foundations, which are our Christian heritage and the United States Constitution. Oh, folks, hang on. I'm going to read some comments, some shots that the grown-ups of the world took at me after publishing this article. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I'm proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, want to give a quick shout-out to KACT 1055 AM, KACT 1055 AM in Texas, friends. We appreciate our new friends in Texas, and again, we thank you for your trust. Getting back to, we have no king but King Caesar. Remember after they crucified Christ, they said, "We have no king but Caesar! We have no king but Caesar." They rejected the Christ. They rejected the light of man. See, the Bible tells us in John 1 that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And folks, if you go up just a little bit on John 1, King James Version, Cambridge Bible, you'll see that he was the light of men, and he is the light of men, and they rejected the light because they loved darkness. Go to John 3:18 when you get a moment. But we're talking about we have no king but Caesar. We're talking about how presidents are selected, not elected, because the American people have let it go this far. Can't blame anybody else for that one, right? Now, and P.S., in a couple minutes here, friends, we're going to get our get to, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? Remember what Carol Doinitz said? Politicians brought the Nazis into power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Folks, listen carefully to your past so history does not repeat itself. Though it was in Germany, folks, it's a great warning to take heed to. Talking about Hill of Beans and Donald Trump. I was just talking about how the objective of Barack Hussein Obama from the beginning of his administration has been to fundamentally transform America. Have a friend that's a former CIA agent. He said, Bradley, tell your listeners, this is his objective, is to upend your foundations. Of course it is. That's what he's been attacking. But I want to tell all of you devils out there, I want to tell this foreign criminal in the White House, I want him to understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the seat of the righteous forever. We're not going anywhere. Hey, it's like this. This is a great analogy, and I love it, actually. But it's like that the world is a hammer, and the church is the anvil, right? Well, the hammer pounds on the anvil over and over. But notice it's not the anvil that it's replaced. It's the hammer that's replaced. And so it is with Christianity today in this world. We're not going anywhere. You understand? Good. That should be a word of exhortation and encouragement and possibly even a little edification to those that understand what I'm saying. I hope it did. Let's go back to 2012 election cycle at the Democratic National Convention, where it was reported that Republicans were calling out the Democrats for removing references to God from their party platform. Well, the Democrats refused God on their platform. This year, the Republicans gave it over to their foreign and false gods. Read Deuteronomy 10:17, where it says, He is the Lord of lords. He is the God of gods. He is the King of kings. I mean, you want a war within the gate, friends? This is how you do it. Try to coexist. But try to do what they're doing or what they're allowed to do in our country by taking platform, praying to their false gods. Folks, some of it's just hideous. It's gross, for a better way of saying it. Hey, let me tell you, foreigners, something. If your God was God, then why don't you go back to the country where you came from if it was that great? What's made America great is the God of the Mosaic Institution, which was filled and fulfilled by none other than Jesus Christ's Son. That's what makes America great, and that's what you see when you go to Washington, D.C. But firstly, before you go anywhere else, go to Arlington Cemetery and look at all of the Christian crosses over the tops of our fallen. Then you'll understand exactly who we are. And pay attention to what it took to establish the freedoms that we have. Their blood, their life, their sacrifice, their limbs. You know, what's interesting is when these foreigners were giving their invocations at the Republican Party just a couple days ago, it's interesting how all the conservatives were bowing their head in obeisance, folks. They were showing homage to foreign gods. Really? Hey, let me tell you something, friends. If you don't bow, you don't burn. You don't bow, you don't burn. Shameful, shameful stuff. Now these anti-Americans have to be told, talking about the DNC for a moment, to put the American flag back into the convention center. The communists and antichrists are on full display today, hiding nothing from the American people that let them do it. 1 John 2:15-19. Harmet De Leon opened the second night of Republican convention with a sick prayer. Oh, folks, it was sick. S-I-C-K, no question about it. Singing in the invocation in Punjabi and the translation into English. Does that tell you something? Then right after her, we had a Sayed Tarar, who delivered up a benediction at the Republican National Convention, praising the Prophet Muhammad at the convention, the Republican convention, friends. And interestingly enough, going back to the left-right paradigm that you've been caught up into, early in the campaign season, we saw a woman introducing Hillary Clinton and citing the words from the Pledge of Allegiance, but purposely omitting and ignoring under God. You want to talk about daring the justice of God upon our country? Hey, folks, just sit back, hang out, take it easy. Remain partying, because I want to tell you something. That attitude is what's brought us where we're at today. Just ask old Willie Nelson, a burnt hippie, that just wrote a song about how it's all going to hell as he's smoking a joint with a smile on his face. And just think about it, America. He's only doing what you're supporting him to do. Going back, apparently these foreigners as well as Republicans have forgotten that we are a Christian nation. And by the way, This republic, friends, regardless of what you've been told in the past, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, is a Christian nation. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity, said the second president of the United States of America, John Adams. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. See, friends, really what you're dealing with today? Today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. Secondly, for them that have been dummied down to believe that we have a 2-, 3-, or 4-party system, here's a news flash for you. We have one constitution. We don't have 2, 3, or 4, or a 4-party system. Hey, folks, there's no better way than to divide and conquer, is there? And this is the mentality of those who look no further than what they have been told. Again, John Adams said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to one another. What's happening today? And just think, you were prophetically warned over what? 200 years ago. This all reminds me of when Christ was being delivered up by the transgressors of God's law. Exodus 20, 1 John 3, 4. To be crucified, John 8, 46, by the religious hypocrites and the Herodians. Mark 8, 15. You can find it for yourself if you're willing to look. These people asked for a guilty criminal to be released while delivering up an innocent man, namely the Son of God, in an attempt to justify themselves before one another. And what they did not realize is that they were bringing judgment upon themselves, Matthew 27:25. Hey, going back to the RNC, we have a friend named Tony Kern, representative out of Arizona. Good guy, real deal, unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said he had conservatives all over the place trying to figure out why he wasn't getting drunk with them. And see, this is where America puts their trust, in a fallen man. Shame on you. And by the way, when I was talking about these foreign prayers, these were under the dictatorial of none other than Donald Trump. I thought he was complaining about all this Muslim infiltration, but yet he has a Muslim praising Muhammad, given a prayer invocation, and then another foreign. Hey, folks, yes, everybody's afforded asylum, but they're ruled by the same laws that we are all ruled by through the common law called the Mosaic Institution, like it or not. That's what I like about being right, folks. Like it or not. See, God gave commandments, not suggestions. That's what I love about God. We have absolutes. There's no gray area. It's either black or white. There was a girl yesterday when we were grocery shopping. She had half her hair white and half her hair black. I walked up to her. I said, did you know? I said, I can see that you're everything's black and white in your life by the looks of your hair. I have fish, folks, that I just got rid of about a year ago. My fish tank used to be filled with black fish and white fish. My furniture was black. My clothes were black or white. Because again, keep in mind, there is no in-betweenites with the Lord God of heaven in Jesus' name. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. It's better for you to be hot or cold. We're going to come back and finish this up during hour two, coming right around the corner. And then we're going to go, are we as asleep as the Germans of the 30s? And give you some information that is parallel with what we're dealing today. It's kind of frightening.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.